Podcast. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, Kiss Army, what's up?
And down the street from Jody is D-Rock.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, man. I'm still trying to recover from my vacation.
Hell yeah. Joe's been on vacation, dude. I want to hear all about the NASA. You got to tell me about
it. Okay. All right. So I'll tell you. I went to WrestleMania down in Orlando, Florida, which was a trip. This is my fourth time making the trek to WrestleMania.
Is it always outside like that?
No. Sometimes it's inside. Sometimes it's outside. It looks cool. So this is my second outdoor WrestleMania. My third one I had to travel to. One was here in Atlanta. I went to the one here in Atlanta, and the next year it was in Miami, and me and my boys, we just drove down. And then we went to the one in New Orleans a couple years later, and then my girlfriend Karen and I, my son and her son Josh, we went to Orlando. It was a lot of fun, really cool, a lot of surprises. It was awesome. So then Jace's mom picked him up in Orlando to take him to like Universal and Disney and shit like that.
Okay.
Couple days later, Jace met back up with us, and we went to Cape Canaveral, where they used to launch the space shuttle from and all the rockets and shit.
Right.
Dude, you literally, there's this one point where you're in this big room and they're showing a movie,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, the lights on the other side of the movie screen light up, and you can see the space shuttle Atlantis.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Right there. And then the screen lifts up, and you could walk through, and you're right there. It's, you can't touch it or even reach it or anything, but it's just hung from, like, the ceiling,
Damn.
This big-ass spaceship, man.
It's a lot bigger than people think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I can tell you this. It is enormous. But for me, I don't know why, I always thought it was even bigger than that. So, to me, it was a little, it felt kind of small, even though it was really, really big, really, so, that was really cool, man, got to eat some space ice cream, it's that freeze-dried, Yeah,
did they give you those paste tubes and shit?
No, thank God. A couple of things that we did, so, Jace grabs me, he's like, hey, Dad, come over here. Is my son, he's kind of sick in the head. So, the things that amuse him are like dick and fart jokes. I don't make them.
Of course.
He's 11. He's a boy.
11-year-old boy. Of course.
Yeah. So he goes, hey, Daddy, come here. And we go around the corner and he's sitting down on the toilet, man. He's like, it's showing the space toilet. Okay. But that's not where it gets funny. All right. So I'm noticing that right above the toilet, man, they got their own TV, like, sitting right there, and it occurs to me what it is a camera from the inside of the toilet, so you can line up your butthole with the hole. This way, when you go, it goes in the toilet.
Yeah, and doesn't like float around and get on people.
If you end up having the splatter punks, how are you going
to
line that up?
Jeez.
Look, all I know is, I don't want to see that side of my body, man. I don't want to sit there and look.
I don't want to know what my sphincter looks like either.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's not exactly flattering, I'm sure.
No, and But the camera was on, and you could see people sitting on it. But of course, you couldn't. Everybody's wearing pants. So,
yeah,
but still, my son thought this was the funniest damn thing. And they had a simulated space shuttle cockpit, and then so that it was cut in half, so you could sit on either side and get your picture taken at the controls, and all that stuff. And at one point, man, they were videotaping Jace from the inside, and I was on the outside of the thing. Hiding, he's waving at the camera, and I came up by the window like I was floating in outer space, and I was floating by the window going,
That's awesome.
It, pretty funny. But yeah, man, we stayed at a resort in Vero Beach for the second half of our vacation. Man, I went into the ocean, did some boogie boarding. Awesome. I crash landed and some kids pushed me back in because they thought I was a whale. That
so, but the positive side is you're finally over this Jaws phobia, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was in the water about 50 yards out.
Breakthrough.
Yeah, I was good. I was good because you know the Jaws thing.
Yeah,
hey, you want to know something really funny? Guess what's on the TV right now?
Jaws.
Nice.
Yeah, because today. In the last 2 hours, I watched the second half of Tremors 2, then the last 10 minutes of Anaconda with J-Lo, and then Jaws was coming on. I was like, what's happening?
Wow. I just got done watching that movie called Split, dude.
Split. Okay, we'll have to talk about that because I heard he's amazing.
Yeah, dude.
But I also heard it's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny, man. Yeah, it was really cool. I just got finished with it a little bit before we came on. It's a great movie. I definitely recommend it.
Yeah, anyhow. I'm going to have to check it out. Okay, so one more thing. I want to thank Karen's sister, Kristen, and her husband, Jeff, because they took Jason and I with their, you know, the family, you know, out to Vero Beach. They paid for, you know, the hotel and everything. And my girlfriend, Karen, took us all out to breakfast, and they took us to dinner. And, you know, I tried to help.
All right.
Well, I'm a musician, so that means I have nothing. Anyway, all right, so they're really generous people, and I appreciate it. Okay, so...
Podcast Rock City News.
We got to do some news. All right, did you guys happen to see that Gene Simmons spoke at Chuck Berry's funeral?
I knew he was going to.
No, but I knew he was going to be there.
Yeah, he spoke, basically, he talked about Martin Luther King, and he talked about how Chuck Berry was breaking down barriers that nobody suspected, and it was pretty cool.
It's very cool.
You know, one of those really interesting speeches. He got choked up a few times, but you guys haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that, but last night at the show, he was going on and on about Chuck, which was nice.
Yeah, you know, like every other song.
Talking about how
he even did like the 1 foot scoot thing, across the stage.
But he was mentioning how a lot of different Chuck Berry tunes had influenced, like, you know, Kiss tunes, definitely Let Me Go Rock and Roll, and a couple other ones.
He really paid a good tribute to Chuck Berry yesterday when he had a chance to.
So let me tell you guys what's really funny is I went online and I watched him talking, right? Gene Simmons of Kiss pays tribute to Chuck Berry at Rock and Roll Legends funeral, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then I decided, you know, it'll be fun. Let me read some of the comments.
Okay. Then this is on what?
This is on Facebook.
Well, here we go.
All right, so I'm not going to mention any names. Okay, it says the first person says, people forget how intelligent and informed Gene is. If I'm not mistaken, he speaks 4 languages and was a teacher before Kiss took off. He will always be my favorite. And then it goes from there. People are answering, big ego, bigger heart. Next one, wow, I didn't know that. Goes to show, never judge a book by its cover. And then somebody's like, 7 languages, the last I heard. Huh. And then, okay, so then they get to this one. This is good. Little known fact, everyone in Kiss was Jewish. Their faith and their parents would not allow them to play rock music, hence the wearing of makeup, mostly to hide their identities for faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
It's interesting. Yeah. And then
it's
somebody
amazing
wrote,
what people say.
Well, what about Peter and Ace? They weren't even Jewish.
Yeah. Well, somebody down here said, hey, he was a teacher. Not everyone from Kiss is Jewish. Only Paul and Gene.
Right.
You know, Ace and Peter were Catholic, they said. So, and then somebody was like, he's a fraud. He put Eric Carr through hell because his girlfriend was black. Oh, I'm like, God. Gene Simmons dated black girls.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Not
big girls, tall girls,
people.
Small girls, all kinds of girls.
Kind of makes you want to do like the ending of that movie, Jay and Silent Bob. you know, get a printout of all these people's email addresses and hunt them down, throw the paper, pull them out the front door, and beat their ass.
Jeez, D-Rock. Relax.
He's kidding, but the, you know, it's just like, how do you, people, woo, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so, I expected a lot more hate than what you read, so that's pretty cool.
There was quite a bit as you go down. Oh, it's okay. Just really, it's just really
we're getting
funny.
The filtered.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, you know, people talked about how, you know, it's funny that he's a Trump supporter and how he's an immigrant and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, good Lord, we're talking about Chuck Berry, can't we?
Right.
Then you had, I just saw the video for the new, the little Axe guitars.
Yeah, those are cool.
The Kiss ones.
Yeah, there's now little PS10s and stuff too, right?
Yeah. I have the Gene Axe bass. I've had it for a couple of years because the store I work at's been selling them. They're different now. See, the original ones came in like they come with their own guitar case, these little guitar cases, cool. in a guitar stand.
Awesome.
So you can display it, you know. But these new ones, man, actually have Kiss on the box, which I thought was interesting. Or interesting, depending on how you say it. And so there was three different ones. There was a mirror guitar, which I am going to have to get my hands on. The Axe bass, I already have. But then they have one of the Paul Stanley ones, and it says Kiss on it, which I thought was kind of lame, but yeah. Whatever. I do know that they also have the PS10s.
Those are cool.
And they have the Ace Frehley Gibson where his face was on the headstock, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen that one. I haven't seen the mirror one, so this is all new.
Right. So how big is it? Like, how big are they?
I mean, it's probably about twice. If you put your hand, it's probably about, I would say, twice the size of your hand from wrist to fingertip. So wow. maybe not that big. Maybe about one and a half hands.
Okay. So they're bigger than I thought they were.
At one point, they made... They also made the Punisher with the dragon on it, you know,
cool.
On the front.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool, too. If you guys get a chance to get them, you know.
So they're probably too big for, like, Migos, right?
I put mine with my Gene Me. I held it up one time. It looks really close. It's really close, really? Man. Yeah.
Huh.
You know, you have to make your own strap. But it's doable.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally doable.
Yeah.
You want to hear this piece of news that I heard last
night?
Yeah,
I got to hear. You got some news. What's up?
Well, it was kind of cool. Gene was getting ready to play Got Love for Sale, right? And he started talking about the Van Halen bros and all this. But he segged it into talking about his box set, and he said that those demos will be included on the box set.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jody and I looked at each other and gave the thumbs up like,
holy shit, finally. Everyone's been wanting to hear those for as long as I can remember. As long as we know about
them. The theory about the box set is true.
It could be Gene just talking like he talks, but I guess we'll find out. But I was like, holy shit, cool. You know?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I like the idea of that, man. No, I mean, nobody's heard them, right?
No one that I've ever known has ever heard them.
Yeah. But Gene and the Van Halen guys.
And, you know, if those are included, a lot of people will buy them just to have those. Couple tracks, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll finally see if, like, Eddie came up with the lead for Christine 16 and shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll
see. Did he say when it's coming out?
No, he just made short mention of that, it's going to be in the box set. That's basically pretty much all he said.
All right. Well, that's something.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought that was pretty interesting. It's like, holy shit, really? Because we always talk about that. So Gene's going to finally release them. I guess he got the... What did people say that he needed the blessings of the Van Halen dudes? So I guess he finally has it. So, rad.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
You guys went and saw Gene last night.
Yeah. Such a good time.
Yeah. Okay, first question I have.
All right.
How was the band?
The band was amazing, dude. I'm telling you, dude, this guy, Phil Schaus, right? Dude,
yeah.
Killing the A shit. Like, especially like certain ones. Like, he smoked the Dr. Love solo, like, absolutely perfect. Yeah. Better than Tommy's done it. You know what I'm saying?
He was dead on everything, man. I mean, these guys were phenomenal.
They were really good. They had one guy that was kind of like, they had the Phil guy who was like super ace. They had another guitar. They all three played leads, right? But one guy was kind of like a chicken picker, dude. It was kind of cool and interesting. And then the other guy was just a shredder, you know? But
like any better looking guy.
Yeah. But man, as a unit, they were killer. But I would say, though, that the first couple songs, Gene was having issues with the sound. And his bass was so ungodly loud, dude. Yeah,
it came out real thunderous on the first song.
You couldn't really even hear the guitars at all. And then Gene was like yelling at the sound dude and had him come out on stage, right? And it was this guy that had like this big gnarly, like freaking hipster beard. You know what I'm saying? And Gene started calling him Mumford. He's like, we can't all listen to Mumford and Sons.
His microphone. And he goes, get out here and fix this. And he's like, make sure it doesn't do that again.
All right, so you guys got ready. Your girl was with you.
Yeah, let's back it up. Yeah, so we show up, right? I wanted to show up early because there's only one way into the pageant. I knew at some point Gene's got to roll up and walk in, and I wanted to be there for that, right? So we get there super early, which in a lot of ways was kind of a mistake because it seemed like we were there forever before the show finally did start. But so Ken Mills shows up, you know. And we were waiting for him to show up, so he finally shows up, and it was weird, man. I didn't get to hang out with Ken like I thought I was going to. Like, he got there, we got him, we all decided to go up into the, and see what was up with the venue and what times and where and this and that, because we had previously just been kind of chilling in the back, you know, because I wanted to meet Gene back there. So anyways, we go up front, and everyone just got like segregated because I didn't bring any ID, so they wouldn't even let me into this bar early. So, like, Amber and D-Rock went ahead, and I was like, just go. I'll chill out here. Because my plan was to meet Gene anyway. I wanted to hang around the back. So, they went to the bar. Ken went to, like, this other side. I don't even know if it was a bar, but it was, like, a little area. He was chilling out, just passing out pins and greeting everybody. And so, I'm just, like, keep going back outside, lurking around, waiting for Gene, you know?
Right.
And it seemed like it was taking forever, and I'd actually kind of given up on it. And it was cool, dude. Since they wouldn't let me in the venue yet, because it was only like at like 5:30 or something, and I like totally had to take a leak so bad, right? So I decided I'm going to take a walk and see what I could find, you know? So I go walking down this alley behind the venue where the security guard keeps like hassling me, because every time I come back there, he's like, can't be back here. So I go do my business, dude, and I'm just walking back because I figured I'd go back to where we parked and stuff and around in the front. And all of a sudden, I just hear like a bit of a commotion. I look over, and there's Gene, dude, just like in a small group of people back, you know, by the back door. And
cool.
I was like, holy smokes. And all I said was, hey, Gene. He goes, hi, nice to see you. And that was all I got. No fist bump. No, but it was so quick, you know what I'm saying? And they shuffled him off really fast, but it was crazy, dude, because it was still really sunny out, and I guess I've never seen him that close in the sunlight like that, but he was like black as night, dude, like a phantom. It was so cool. Like, he just totally, awesome. Like, monochromatically stood out in front of it, like this whole little scene, you know? It was like, holy shit, it was like he was sucking the light out of the whole atmosphere. It was so cool, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've never seen him that close up, like, in sunlight, you know what I'm saying? It's always been at night. Or inside somewhere, you know what I mean? And so that was really cool. And so I come back around, and I finally get in, and I had to tell those guys, hey, you should have stuck with me. I already met Gene. You know what I'm saying? All happy. D-Rock was like, that's bullshit. But it is what it is, you know?
Well, I was working another angle, you know, to try to get to meet him, so.
Yeah, because, see, we didn't go to the Comic-Con. Like, a lot of people went there and paid the whole VIP and got to meet him, you know, and get their picture and all that. But we just wanted to see him live more than anything. So that's kind of what was up. And But yeah, they had an opening band, and you know me in the opening band situation. But these guys were all right. One of the better ones I've seen, I guess. It wasn't Conquest, as I predicted. Dude, Gene was amazing. He sounded so good once they finally got him dialed in and the band started sounding great. His vocals and everything were just so fucking spot on, dude. It was just so cool. Because he hasn't lost a thing, dude, vocally. You know what I'm saying? Not at all.
Right.
And it was weird because we didn't get the normal set that he's been doing. Instead of doing, what did he cut? He cut something and did freaking Domino. You know what I'm saying? Which was weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Anything else that just blew you away?
I was really glad to hear him do Charisma. Charisma was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. All those songs, I already kind of knew what to expect, though. You know what I mean? Because I fucking, like I said, I wouldn't. I actually watched a bunch of videos on YouTube and everything.
Yeah.
And I probably, if I wouldn't have, I would have been even more amazing. But just hearing those, you know, a lot of those songs I picked as like ones that I've always wanted to hear him do. Almost Human, Got Love for Sale, you know, Charisma. And got to hear him do those. So that was really fucking awesome. But I was like yelling out between. He'd always be like waiting around between songs and people would be yelling shit. I kept yelling Naked City, but nope. It didn't happen. No.
Well, let me ask you this. I read online, did he do Spit?
No, he didn't.
He did Domino, which was, you know, kind of interesting. There's one part about the show that, to me, if I had to give it any criticism, he brought up all these girls to do I Love It Loud, okay? Like, I think 10.
Oh, God.
Five on either side. And it was absolutely fucking brutal, dude. Like, you could tell none of them knew the words. Not even the chorus.
They were just too worried about looking hot and dancing around and seeing who could be louder than the other one. And just completely fucked that song up for them.
Yeah. Gene even, like, bailed on the chorus and let Phil, the guitar player, sing it at the end.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but, man. It was just like cringeworthy.
But still, as a whole, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He tore it up, man.
Yeah, dude. Gene sounded amazing. Though my only criticisms were that I Love It Loud was absolutely brutal because it just was, man. And I'm sorry if you're one of those girls who were there doing it, but that was fucking brutal. Sorry. But it really was. I saw a bunch of people cringing. You know what I'm saying? And Gene even had to step back and just, you know, just be like, geez, it was terrible. And they did, of course, they did Johnny B. Goode in tribute to Chuck, which was cool. But I was actually looking at the set list on the internet and for the show last night, and it doesn't have Parasite listed, but he did do it. So
yeah, someone they did that.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, but nothing really out of this that really surprised me. I kept hoping for, like, you know, Naked City, Only You, the ones we always talk about. But the only one that he did that I wasn't expecting was Domino, really. Which was awesome. You know, it sounded pretty good. He did some weird rap in the middle, though, that wasn't the standard one, you know? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and he messed up some of it, the words a little bit, you know, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't bad, you know, or anything. I mean, it was just, you know, you could tell it's a song that he hasn't really done except for when they recorded it and maybe played it when they went on tour for Revenge, you know, but...
Yeah, well, they did it unplugged.
You know, I mean, still, the rest of it was dead on, man. It still turned out great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did he tell any stories or anything in between songs or anything like that?
Some, yeah.
A little bit. But at first he seemed kind of pissed because it was sounding like such ass at first, and he was having issues with the monitors, and he's yelling at the sound guy and saying he's going to find out his name and all this crazy stuff.
Doing cool. All those Gene.
Yeah,
I Gene, know where you
yeah,
live.
Getting all badass on him. And shit. It was cool. You know, but yeah, I mean, I loved it. It was one of those shows you never would have had expected. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when Paul did his solo tour. It's like, holy smokes, how cool. And Gene actually dug way deeper than Paul did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Plus, I think it was also cool, too, because he wasn't doing his, you know, the... demon persona shit, you know, he was keeping it really personal, you know, with everybody, you know, and just being him and laid back and telling stories and shit. It was really cool.
What was the crowd like? How many people would you say was there? It seats how many?
I think it holds like 2,500 people, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I had someone say that he sold like 650.
650.
Yeah, it wasn't a very big crowd.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still Gene Simmons solo, you know, and it's not, you know.
I really did expect it to be sold out, though. I figured there's at least 2,000 whatnot, you know, Kiss fans in this area.
Yeah, right. I actually thought it would have been sold out. It wasn't.
But, so 650 in a 2,000-seat place, the crowd still made it, like, was pumped?
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's, like, a upper level, so most of the people we were all just packed down on this floor, you know? And, it was great, dude. Totally awesome. The vibe of the night, it was like being at a Kiss show, you know, for real.
Right.
I was stoked.
D-Rock, were you in a wheelchair place, or were you up front?
No, well, there really wasn't that much room between the stage and where we were at.
No, you know, maybe 20 feet away.
Oh, yes. That's not bad.
So we stayed back on the main level, you know, when you walk in, you know, like back by the bar, because they had a long table and seats, you know, and everything. So
it's like the level that we were on is basically stage level, and then the pits, like where the floor is, so they're kind of having to look up the whole time. That's where Ken was. He was right in the freaking front, which is really cool.
Yeah, we were like level with the stage, basically.
Yeah, and about 20 feet back. It was great. You could see perfectly and hear great. It was a great vantage point. It was good for D-Rock. I kind of floated around. Like, I'd be like, D-Rock, I'll be right back. You know, and I would go here and go there. And, you know, like, my buddy Weezen was sitting a little bit further down on this other set of tables. And I would go visit him for a little while, hang out, and Ken was like right in the front. I never did get to get down there where he was because the people were like too packed. I don't like squeezing through. I feel rude, you know? But and then the coolest part to me, one of the coolest parts of was at the end of the night, he does Rock and Roll All Night, right? And then he's like, this time it's the guys. So he wanted 10 dudes. And I was like, D-Rock, you got to do it. Because I was going to make a scene and make him pick D-Rock, but D-Rock didn't want to do it.
Well, there was no railings for the stairs. I mean, what am I going to do? Look at Gene and say, hey, man, give me a hand. Help me walk up these fucking stairs.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I hadn't really considered that, but I think you could have made it. But anyhow, our buddy Weezen, John Weezen, he got up with Gene and rocked Rock and Roll All Night, and it was so cool. It was way better than the I Love It Loud medley.
Scream at the end and shit.
Yeah, Weezen's a good, really good friend of ours, and it was cool to see a buddy of ours up there with Gene, you know what I'm saying, rocking out. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
And once it all started, I was like, God, man, I wish I would have went up there. But then, whatever. I just didn't. But
So, did they have t-shirts or anything like that?
No,
they didn't have any merchandise at all.
Yeah, it was like the biggest shocker. Gene didn't have a stitch of merch, dude, nothing. Which, for Gene Simmons, is pretty much shocking, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You think he would at least have, I don't know, something. A t-shirt, a freaking poster of him with those records behind him, you know what I'm saying? Like that promo shot that he uses for everything. Anything, nothing, you know, nothing. I don't know why. I thought that was kind of odd. I guess our rationalization was, well, maybe he had all that shit at the Comic-Con and just didn't feel like dragging it over.
Yeah, maybe. And when I went, there's no merch. No, man, it was one of those things. There was no Gene merchandise, no Gene posters. The only thing you could get is if you were getting it autographed. So
that's weird, huh?
Yeah, and when I was wandering around the Comic-Con, it's like they didn't even know Gene was going to be there because nobody brought... And the only thing that I saw when I went was... Because it was the same convention. It was just in Virginia.
Right.
And Gene didn't play. Kiss played the night before. There was a couple guys there with the original Kiss comic with real Kiss blood, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was one guy who had... like this Psycho Circus tapestry where they were all on motorcycles, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe a few dolls, you know, not the original Migos, but the McFarlane stuff. And that's it.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, I was walking around just thinking, man, these people, they make all their money off of these conventions. This is how they make their living, traveling, doing the conventions, you know?
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, they announced Gene was coming like a month before, or let's see, September. Yeah, I think it was about a month before it actually happened. So, I mean, they had time to prepare, but there wasn't anything. So I wonder if at your convention it was better.
I don't know, man.
You guys just decided not to go.
Yeah, we just didn't. I was more concerned with seeing Gene live. That was like the big perk as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
That's where it's at, dude.
So D-Rock, this was for your birthday. Was your birthday yesterday?
No, it's birthday.
No, it's next Friday.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we're going to blow out.
Yeah, all right. I wish I could be there.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah. So do I need to send bail money ahead of time anywhere? Or?
Maybe. Well, my little brother is going to be with me, so... He's my designated driver for the night. So,
sweet.
Well, so, his girlfriend, his fiance is. He'll be drinking with me, so she'll be driving us both home.
Hit the highway doing 69 here on Podcast Rock City.
Yeah! So you guys met some listeners at the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Met quite a few people, man. It was really cool. Like, a lot of people kind of know us from being local, you know, but there was people like those dudes from Nashville. They knew about us. They're like, oh my god, Podcast Rock City, cool.
Yeah, they were Phil's friends, Wayne, and I didn't catch the other guy's name. I just call him the Kyle Gass lookalike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking about. I know they're gonna be checking out this episode, so what's up, guys?
Yeah, cool, man. That's cool. And then you met, there was a guy wearing a KS t-shirt and you walked over.
Yeah, this guy Dennis, I met him. He was wearing a KS t-shirt. I was like, holy shit, this dude's cool. Anyone that's repping KST, which happens to be my favorite KISS podcast, I assume they're cool. And he was. So what's up, Dennis?
How funny is it? You were telling me that he said, are you Jody Havnott?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah. I was like, man, that's pretty.
That's kind of odd. Yeah, I mean... That was really cool. I met quite a few people, told a whole lot of people too, and a lot of people that I was trying to kind of talk to about it already knew about it and were like hip to it already, so that was cool. So if you're one of those people I talked to last night, what's up? It was really cool to meet any of you. That was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I love going to the KISS events and just, you know, hanging out with KISS people. It's my kind of people, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, within like the first 5 minutes of being there, standing there with Ken... This chick walks up to me and just out of the blue, she's like, did anybody ever tell you sound like Wolfman Jack?
Ah. No, he's never heard that before, ever.
Never, never.
Never in my fucking life.
So Ken Mills was there, yeah, and you only had a few minutes with him because he was busy.
Well,
but,
it was like we all got separated because he was going in at 6. I wasn't even allowed to go in until 7. Even though D-Rock and Amber were in early, because there's like this bar called Halo Bar that's connected to the venue, and they let in like 150 people. It's like the first place you can go if you want to. But me being me, I don't like to have a bunch of shit in my pockets. Didn't bring any kind of ID because I don't drink, so I didn't figure I would need it. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't allowed in the bar, so that's why I was lurking around waiting for Gene, you know? So it was like Ken and then went in at 6. And then D-Rock and Amber were already inside, and I had to wait till 7, and by that time, I had to end up waiting in line for a little while, and I'd been there since like
4:30. The only bad thing about being in there that early was, my God, they were charging $6 a fucking bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, the soda was $4.50, and it was flat.
Well, it's always flat.
Right.
It's always flat.
When but you know what I'm saying. $4.50 for some solo cup of soda. It's brutal.
Well, man, I'm glad you guys had a good time, man. I know you've been waiting for this for, you know, over a month. Yeah, we've been talking about it. It feels like a couple months.
Hell yeah, it finally happened.
You know?
It was pretty surreal to see Gene in a totally different environment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no makeup, all by himself.
Not wearing a blazer. He had like a black shirt on instead of the blazer. He looked pretty cool.
No blazer, man. He was cool, dude. I'll text you some of the pictures I took later on, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll post them on Podcast Rock City's Facebook page. And yeah, man, that's really awesome. I'm glad you guys...
Another funny thing I wanted to mention about the band before that played Aramith, man. Jody and Amber were both like, dude, man, the guitar player looked just like me, minus the tattoos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll send a picture of him to you, too.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I did get a couple... D-Rock sent me a few pictures of you guys all hanging out together. I was so jealous. I was like, man, I was actually planning to come, but my vacation, it's how it fell. It fell at the same time. Right. I was coming home while you guys were getting ready to meet Gene, you know, or getting ready to see Gene. Right. So it didn't work out. And dude, that drive home from Orlando was brutal because of the damn... all the people driving home from spring break. Oh, you know,
shit. Oh, yeah, that was going on too, wasn't it?
At one point, dude, I thought for sure Karen was going to, like, start shooting. I was like,
rage.
Oh, man. I was like, all right, let's pull over and get something to eat, and I'll start driving. And the messed up thing was the minute I started driving, traffic cleared up. For just a couple of hours, and then it got shitty again. But I recommend anybody who's driving back from Florida on spring break, leave in the middle of the night. We're gonna do that next time, I guess. But
so
this was a success. This trip to go see Gene was well worth it. Everything that you had hoped for, as far as the band being tight. You were thrilled, you know. When you guys originally did the show, we didn't know anything about the band, but we know now that they're basically just big Kiss fans.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, from what I understand from Phil's friends, he's in a Kiss band himself called Blonde Kiss or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's in like a Kiss tribute band too and stuff. Yeah. So.
So that made it a little more authentic. And then you got you know, because when Paul's band was on tour, you know, we knew who the guys were because they were from TV.
Yeah. Right? I'll tell you right now, dude, Gene's band smoked Paul's band. Totally.
Really?
I mean, they were like a real you know, they were like, they sounded a lot more like a real band rather than that band from TV that Paul had. Were a little too tight, you know what I'm saying? A little too perfect. And
yeah, Gene was even saying, you know, how they never got to rehearse. They just threw the songs and shit all together in like 3 minutes and then came out and there they are, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It was, man. They were really good. I was very impressed with the whole thing. Even though I kind of knew what to expect, it was still totally awesome.
Yeah.
Hang out with a bunch of Kiss freaks. It's just, you know how that is. It's always fun.
Yeah. Girl to guy ratio, mostly guys, though, crowd wise.
I'd say about, it was like couples, it seemed like mostly. Like dudes.
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really good time, man. I
hope this all turns out to be a success for him and he decides to do it other places, because
totally.
that would be cool if he came down here to do it. I mean, like I said, I went to the Wizard Con and, you know, he spoke, but he didn't.
No rock and roll.
Yeah, I think what I understand from what I heard is that he's only doing like 5 shows.
But, yeah.
I mean, that may extend more. Depends on how well it goes.
Yeah, it's almost over now, I think.
I could tell you that Gene seemed like he was having a great time. He seemed pretty stoked to be there. He was having a blast.
Gene was loving it.
So it could very well, he could very well take it further, because I think he sees that people are going apeshit, man. People would love it, you know? It was great.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
Yeah, people even started chanting, Gene, you know, in the middle of the show and shit. It was pretty cool.
Maybe it's time they do another... like a convention tour or something like that, and, you know,
play the deep cuts.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's gonna be perfect timing for it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Or
maybe
I agree.
They should all do a solo tour, like you have Paul's solo band, Gene's solo band, and Ace in his band. And then I don't know what you do. Peter's probably, you know, he's not going to be playing. So I guess maybe
he's done. Yeah.
Eric Singer project or something. And then that is the whole day. It's like a whole day of Kiss. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
It would be really cool. I don't think they would ever do it. I think they're pretty tied to Kiss, you know, the makeup monster that it is.
Yeah. So anything else that you want to mention about the night?
I would just mention to everyone that I met, and to Ken in particular, man, sorry we didn't get to hang out as much as we thought we were going to get to, man. I was kind of bummed about that.
But it was great for me to finally be able to meet Ken, you know, man.
Yeah.
Great dude, man.
Yeah. I've had my time with Ken before, so I ain't that mad about it, but I wish we would have got a little more time together, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, what do you want to do next?
I don't know, but one thing I do want to do is thank Clint Wells for coming on last week. It was a great episode, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. If you haven't ever listened to his he has his own podcast. It's all Metallica.
Hell yeah, it's great. Metal Up Your Podcast.
You know, and those guys on that show are traveling musicians, and they do everything on the road, which is pretty cool, man. You know, so he was on the road when he came on the show, right?
Yeah, he was in his hotel room.
Did he say where they were? He didn't say where he was.
I think he was in Philly.
Philly? Oh, that's so pretty cool.
Yeah, he was in Philadelphia. Cool dude.
He actually was texting me last night, asking me about how Gene was, and we had a little conversation, and I'm going to be going on their show to talk about Garage Days.
Oh, man. That's like, yeah, I love that record too, man.
You could do it too, I bet, Joe. I don't see why not. We could just do it together.
Oh, God, that would be sweet. I could talk any Metallica first four albums plus Garage. I'm really into it. Yeah. I kind of fell out at the Black Album, even though it was very popular, but it just... It wasn't why I dug Metallica. It wasn't a bad record. It just wasn't what I wanted. You know?
Right. I still have every record of theirs, too.
I got most of them on vinyl still, so it's pretty awesome. Except for Garage Days, which I would love to get. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Podcast Rock City.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Man, I hope you guys, that everybody that went to the Gene shows that he's been doing, I hope you guys had as good a time as D-Rock and Jody have. And, man, I wish they would come down here to Atlanta so I could see them, so I could see the show you guys are all bragging about. Jody, you got anything to add?
I always have to add. Thanks so much, everyone who listens, man, every week. We appreciate you guys. Really do. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. D-Rock.
I want to say thanks to everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody that was there at the show for making my birthday present from Jody a very memorable one. It was a blast, you know, and shout out to Ken Mills, brother. It was great finally getting to meet you, man. Love you. You know, take care.
Absolutely. And listen, don't forget, go to Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. You guys can check that site out. I guess all three of us are going to be there, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll be there hanging out. And go to Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. I get a message a day from somebody that's a listener saying, are you guys going to be in Nashville? They were like, are you guys locked in for coming? And I was like, I'm pretty sure we're all going to be there, you know, yeah. unless some kind of a life altering experience comes up where we can't, you know,
right.
But you know, as far as, you know, I know we're all going to be there and, you can hang out with us. You can donate money to help pay for it too. And, you can pay for your ticket early. If you just pay for your ticket early, that helps get the ball rolling for paying for all the stuff that they need. Plus, there's going to be a jam session, and I'm trying to work it out. You know, I put my name down so I could get on stage and play some, I don't know, I'll play drums or something. Whatever, I just, you know, right. I just want to be a part of it.
Awesome.
Anyway, Thank you guys for listening. I said that already. You know that we're big into podcasts and especially Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear all the commercials for the shows that we love right after this show in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited.
Right.
Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss.
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podkissed. The Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podkissed. Every month, the podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast, and if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Sitting around with time to kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.